Welcome to Shannon the Slayer, the podcast where we're slaying negativity and taking your mentality to the next level. So, if you're ready, it's time to level up with your host, Shannon Sky.
What is up? We are back with another episode of Shannon the Slayer, and I'm feeling very inspired today. With my hot mess self. Yeah, you get it all today. Hot mess Shannon, which, you know, it's real. It's me. I'm here and I'm showing up as is because, you know what? Sometimes I feel like, well, not sometimes. I truly believe like our society has just put a lot of pressures on us to look and feel a certain way. And it can be very misleading to younger women and just everybody in general. Like, you're not beautiful because you don't wear makeup and you don't dress a certain way or whatever. And you're not, I don't believe in that. So I am showing up as is. And thank you for accepting me for who I am. And I want to let you know that I think you're amazing just how you are and you don't have to change a thing. Be yourself. Always be yourself. Okay. So with all that said, we're going into today's episode. So I have these cards right here. Okay. And I got inspired because I did a ticky talkie and I don't know. I was being summoned to read from these cards. So I did. I did my first little ticky talkie and I wanted to come on here and do the same thing for a podcast episode because I'm like, this just feels right. And for some reason, I am being called to give some messages. We're only going to pull one card today. And it's not tarot. It's actually just like little messages. Messages from the mermaids. Okay? It's pretty fun. By this Karen Kay. And my sister gave it to me. So super awesome. I love it. But I haven't used it much until now. So if you guys like this, let me know. Because I will do more of these if you like it. But I feel like there's a message that we need to hear today together. And if you want to check out the one on my TikToks, then you surely can do that. I'm just simply Shannon Scott on TikTok. So you can see my first message of the day and you're going to get the second one. Isn't the second the best? So we'll see. We'll see. But we're going to just shuffle these bad boys up and we're going to just pick something. Just pick something that feels good whenever the moment comes and just taking a deep breath and just welcoming whatever comes our way in the message that's sent to us in this moment together. And whatever it is, we're meant to hear this. So with open ears and an open heart, let's look at this card. Okay. Ask for help. That's beautiful. Ask for help. Okay. Now, here's the cool thing is that we get to look in this little handy dandy guidebook and we'll go to the ask for help and see what this says. All right. We're asking for help today. You ready? All right. Here we go. Now is the time for you to give or receive help. Asking for help is the first simple step to sort out a situation. And that in itself is very interesting to me because it's hard for me to ask for help. So you might be just like me and it's a hard thing to step out of your comfort zone and ask for help. But when you do finally realize that you need help and you need guidance and direction and you actually ask for it, good things happen. You can't put a fire out all by yourself all the time. And sometimes that fire just grows so big, you need a team to help you put it out. So never be afraid to ask for help, no matter how hard it is. Now, when I was hit on by the doctor, and if you listen to my one episode on the podcast, I told you what happened there. But when I was hit on, it tore me up in many ways, mainly because I felt like I couldn't be myself around people, especially in a professional setting. So that really hurt. But after I sat and I processed what happened to me, I could ask for help after. And I'm so glad I did, because that support system that you get, there's, you just can't do things alone, especially something that hits you hard. It's okay to ask for help. Okay. So anyway, let me get back to the message in the guidebook, but that was just like I just felt like I had to tell you that. So it's okay to ask for help. If you want to ask me for help, I'm always here. Just remember that. Okay. All right. So this mermaid is using her conch shell to call for help. She says, "We all need help of others sometimes," which is true. Perhaps you're an independent person who prefers to do things by yourself. This is fine. But it's also fine and sometimes necessary to ask for help. It's true. Don't let foolish pride stop you from reaching out to others for assistance. You don't need to struggle through this situation. And there's no need to go it alone. There's none, really none. Ask for help and trust. Trust that it will come at the right time and in the perfect way. If we are meant to manage on our own all the time, we wouldn't be on a planet with millions of other people. Holy cow, that is true. But perhaps your pride is stopping you from asking for assistance. It's said that pride comes before a fall. So be mindful of this and don't unwittingly trip yourself up to make matters even more challenging. How many times have you done that? I'm sure there was many, because calling myself out here. Uh-huh. I know. You might not have this conch shell, okay? You might not have it, but you'll probably have your handy-dandy cellular phone. You'll have that, and it works just as well. So take heart, pick up your phone and ask for help now. Or reach out by sending a text message to someone who might be able to assist you. You know, people are usually happy to help others in their times of need. That's true. It makes us feel good by helping others. Or, as this book says, is it the other way around? Is it you who needs to help someone else? Maybe someone has asked you for assistance and need your help. And if so, respond with kindness and love and lend a helping hand. That's a beautiful message. That's a beautiful message. And I hope it resonates with you today in whatever you're going through. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like, it's completely different, but sometimes I feel like it's fun to change things up and look at things in a different perspective. And when I just opened the drawer and saw these sitting there saying, "Hey, look at me. It's time to read a card." And I was like, okay, well, let me share this, because I feel like I need to hear things and you need to hear something as well today. So if it is that you need to ask for help, don't be afraid to do that, because it's really true. Like, I'm a very independent person. I love doing things by myself. You know, sometimes we get set in our ways, and if something feels like you can be more efficient and time, you know, you can manage your time better by doing it yourself. Like, you know how you want to get it done and all the things. Sometimes it can be too much and you have to ask for help. Of course, there will be times where it's manageable to do it by yourself, but when you get overwhelmed, maybe you got too much going on your plate and it's just, you just can't handle it. Ask for help. Maybe you're just going through a bad time right now and you need somebody to listen, to lend an ear and just be there in your time of need. Reach out. Reach out, because people love you. And they do not want to see you in pain and hurting. So always ask for help. And with that said, I'm going to skidoodle. And please let me know if you enjoyed this. I might throw one in here and there just for funsies, because I truly enjoyed it. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed this. And yeah, we can get a message from the mermaid, which is funny, because if you know I am a mermaid. So you'll literally be getting a message from the mermaid. So I think it's pretty cool. And I'd be happy to do this if you enjoyed it. But I need to know you enjoyed it. So drop a comment below. And please don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Share this with your friends. Like, subscribe, do all the things, because at the end of the day, it'll help more people who need to find our show, find our show. And as always, I appreciate you. I wish you nothing but success, wealth, happiness, and all the bookings in the world, because you're an amazing actor and things are coming your way. So have a great day, and I will catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Shannon the Slayer. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Until next time, keep smiling and keep slaying.